during April. An agreement was reached at this time, which gave most of the appellate work plus trial work in Marion County to the public defender. This was reflected in amendments to the original bill, which were adopted by the House Rules Committee. Subsequently, the fiscal impact of the proposal was determined to be approximately $3 million. A new agreement was then reached, which could be financed within the constraints of the two agency budgets. The main element of the agreement provides that the public defender office will provide counsel for all but 204 felony appeals, limit its misdemeanor appeal load to 318 cases, hold all the guilty plea, no contest plea, and probation violation cases, service limited death sentence appeals, and all parole appeals. Counsel for all other cases will be provided by the Judicial Department Indigent Defense Program. Recommend approval.
Thank you, Representative Jones.
I can go home now, can I?
Almost. Discussion? Any objections to moving House Bill 2416 to the House floor with a due pass? None? House Bill 2764, health care cost, Representative Shiprack.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. 2764 requires the Joint Legislative Audit Committee and the Legislative Fiscal Officer to review all state health care programs and identify their service and administrative costs. The Fiscal Office is required to report to the next Legislative Assembly on the types of health care programs and their expenditures. In subcommittee, we discussed the problem of preparing a program budget because the state's current accounting system does not allow budget information to be presented in such a manner. The committee amended the bill to require a program review rather than a program budget. The Fiscal Office is directed to provide program descriptions as well as administrative and service costs. The 89 legislature required similar reviews and reports on housing, children, and employment programs. So we continue that work.
Thank you, Representative Shiprack. Discussion. Any objection to moving House Bill 2764 to the House floor with a due pass? House Bill 3030, relating to traffic safety, Representative Minnis.
Chairman, members of the committee, this measure increases the motor vehicle driver's license issuance and renewal fee by 25 cents to allow the Department of Transportation.
Oh, what are we doing? I'm off of
this. To contract for the continuation of the Oregon Student Safety on the Move or AWESOME program, at Oregon State University. AWESOME is a program aimed at encouraging safety consciousness among young people through positive peer pressure. The AWESOME program has been operated at Oregon State University since 1983 with federal 402 traffic safety funds. The federal government recently informed the state they no longer could no longer exempt the program from its three-year funding limitation, effectively ending federal participation. I'm sure that's because of the federal deficit. House Bill 3030 replaces the lost federal program support with a 25-cent additional charge on driver's licenses and the funds estimated at $245,000 for 1991-93 would be available to the Department of Transportation to contract with Oregon State University for the AWESOME program and recommend approval.
Thank you, Representative Minnis. Any discussion?
Good program.
Okay. Objections to moving House Bill 3030 to the House floor with a due pass recommendation. Please record Representative Jones. Any others? Senator Yee, Representative Core. 25 cents. House Bill 3103 relating to fingerprints. Representative Minnis.
Chairman, members of the committee, House Bill 3103 is amended to remove certain restrictions to the Oregon State Police with regard to the use of juvenile fingerprint files and provides for a handgun sale registration fee. The first provision is accompanied in sections 1 and 2 of the bill. Existing requirements to maintain fingerprint files and records of children separate from adults and the existing prohibition on placing the files in a central repository is deleted in order to allow the use of the Oregon State Police automated fingerprint system. Parents or guardians of missing children are also allowed to submit fingerprint cards and photographs at the time of making a missing persons report. The second provision found in Section 3 addresses budgetary concerns related to administration of the state's handgun sale registration process. Existing laws require the Oregon State Police to check purchaser gun purchaser thumbprints against its criminal history files. The thumbprints must be compared against all prints contained in the automated system at a very costly process. Submission of plain impression fingerprints of the other fingers, otherwise called slap prints, allow a classification which substantially reduces the comparison base and subsequent cost. Cost reduction is estimated to be $600,000 and was assumed in the governor's recommended budget. Also, the governor's budget assumed new handgun sale registration fees to augment the existing concealed weapons permit fee to fund the program. Proposal fee would be $8.50 if the applicant provided slap prints and $21.50 if thumbprints only were provided. Total fees estimated at $533,000. Failure to adopt the provisions of Section 3 would cause an unfunded liability of $1.1 million in the State Police Departmental budget. And just a footnote, I want to make it clear for the record that some cities and counties do charge a fee for the local investigation of handgun sales, and this fee contemplated in the bill is not intended to replace that local fee. This is to cover the actual administrative costs of running the existing program within Department of State Police. Urging I vote.
Thank you, Representative Minnis. Discussion. Any objections to moving House Bill 3103 to the House floor with a due pass? Seeing none. Last bill, House Bill 3437, Corrections Education, Representative Corey.
Thank you. It is the last one. It's a really good policy. It takes the office that was created last time called Administrator of Correction Education and modifies and strengthens it. Among other things, it makes it mandatory for inmates who test below the eighth grade level. A commentary on our education system, no doubt, requires that they attend a certain number of classes. There are exemptions for prisoners who fit in certain categories, such as those committed for life. But it is a real attempt to try to address among their many problems that some of those individuals have, their literacy. And then they can earn some credit towards their incarceration for doing this. Good program. There are some other elements in it that make it real strong, and I urge its passage.
Thank you very much. Discussion? Any objection to moving House Bill 3437 to the House floor with a due pass? Did a very good job tonight, folks. We went through 35 bills in very fast time. Very good job. Thank you very much.
Anytime, Mr. Chairman.
2 hours.
Ways and Means Full Committee. June 14, 1991, 3:00.
Do you want Ways and Means Committee come to order? Start with budget bills reported out of subcommittee. House Bill 5010, Department of Education, Community Colleges, Representative Bunn.
Mr. Speaker, this is where the missing $40 million is. No, really, it's not. We were about $40 million short. This is the combined budget of the Office of Community College Services. The committee recommended a budget that provides just over $1.8 million for administrative services, $141 million for grant and aid, and $50.5 million to replace the lost Measure 5 revenue. The committee also approved two decision packages. One makes the necessary budget changes to reflect the separation of the Community College Services from the Department of Education, and the other provides for joint administration of vocational technical education programs between the Commissioner's Office and the Superintendent of Public Instruction. Without counting the transfers, the budget for administration is a 4.8% above 89.91. The governor's budget had grant and aid of $135.6 million. The subcommittee reviewed for possible enhancement and made an enhancement of about $5.5 million, which the committee felt was lower than was necessary, but the only money we had available. I would urge your approval of the budget.
Thank you, Representative. Any comments? Representative Minnis.
Chairman, question to fund. Of the 39.6% increase in this budget general fund, how much of that is attributed to the Measure 5?
I'm sorry, what was the question again?
There's a 39.6% increase in general fund. What portion of that increase is attributable to Measure 5?
Well, a huge, for example, $50 million of this is goes for ballot Measure 5 replacement, so the major portion would be in ballot Measure 5 replacement. This is a very austere budget.
I'm going to make sure somebody's sniveling at this.
Any other questions?
Such a straight man.
Any objection to sending House Bill 5010 to the floor of the House with a due pass recommendation? Seeing none, so ordered. House Bill 5054 relating to the Executive Department, Representative Minnis.
Chairman, members of the committee, the Executive Department is the central management unit of state government. In addition to the Office of the Director, the agency has 14 divisions, all with separate appropriations and expenditure limitations. The department's operating budget of $90 million for 1991-93 includes general fund appropriations of $11.2 million, other fund expenditure limitations of $52.2 million, and federal funds of $26.6 million. In addition, there are $33.5 million in non-limited, mostly pass-through expenses. General fund budget 5.9% higher than estimated for the current biennium and 29.1% greater than the governor's recommended budget. A large increase over the governor's recommended level is due primarily to the inclusion of programs in this budget that have been transferred from the Office of the Governor. The other funds expenditure limitation was reduced from the governor's recommended level through a combination of line item cuts and scaled down training program. Non-limited other fund increased significantly primarily due to anticipated funding of the enhanced 911 emergency service program in the Emergency Management Division. Federal funds decreased slightly when compared to the current biennium, but are higher than the governor's recommended budget to accommodate new federal grants in the Emergency Management Division, Office of the State Fire Marshal. Federal funds expenditure limitation was also increased to allow carry forward of unexpended funds from current biennium grants in the Criminal Justice Service Division. Budget report summarizes actions taken in the budgets of each of the agency divisions. To mention some, most noteworthy, funds were provided for two positions in the planning and review section of the Information Service Division to develop a statewide plan designed to assure coordination and integration of the development and acquisition of information systems. Senate Bill 1210 addresses the plan and the department's role in information systems development. Just for information, I don't know if that's on our agenda today, but that did pass out of the subcommittee, and it's on its way to full. Budget for the Personnel and Labor Relations Division includes a scaled-down version of a proposal in the governor's recommended budget that provides for mandatory management training for entry-level supervisors. Emergency Management Division budget anticipates passage of House Bill 3564, which implements the enhanced 911 emergency communication system funded by a 2-cent increase in 911 telephone tax. And the subcommittee worked very hard on this budget, and we recommend a high vote.
Thank you very much, Representative. Representative Bunn.
Would the carrier yield to questions?
You bet.
Sure. Other than the transfers from the governor's office that caused increases, are the other increases ballot Measure 5 related or just
That's an excellent question. No. Not that I know of, but we can get staff to answer any question you want.
No, that's okay. I'll withdraw the question.
Thank you.
Further discussion on House Bill 5054. Is there any objection to sending House Bill 5054 to the floor of the House with a due pass recommendation? Seeing none, so ordered. House, Senate Bill 5507, Housing and Community Services Department, new name, Representative Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the budget for the Housing and Community Services Department. Senate Bill 5507 provides the funding for the Housing and Community Services Department, the result of a merger of the Housing Agency and the State Community Services Unit of the Director's Office of DHR. Increase in the subcommittee's limited 91-93 budget is primarily due to this merger, since the 89-91 expenditures only include the funding for the Housing Agency. The subcommittee approved a housing-related portion of this budget, which includes the expansion of the federal low-income housing tax credits and mortgage credit certificate programs, increased assistance to local governments and organizations, was approved through greater funding for community development corporations and expansion of the partnership housing assistance team. A mobile home park purchase program was continued with the department planning to issue revenue bonds to finance park purchases. The subcommittee approved a community services related portion of the budget, which maintains funding for homelessness assistance, weatherization, and self-sufficiency program. An increase in federal fund limitation was approved to account for two federal grants received after the governor's budget had been submitted, and an increase in the oil overcharge funding available for weatherization. The subcommittee instructed that at least $150,000 of the oil overcharge funding be directed to weatherization, to weatherizing multifamily housing units. As a result of the emergence, the subcommittee recommended the elimination of a deputy administrator position. The resulting savings will be used in part to pay for costs associated with the merger, with the remaining savings directed towards ongoing programs. Recommend approval, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Jones. Is there further discussion on Senate Bill 5507? If not, is there any objection to sending Senate Bill 5507 to the floor of the Senate with a due pass recommendation?
Motion on
the hearing, none, so ordered. Senate Bill 5508, Department of Insurance and Finance, Senator Yee.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 5508 provides an other funds expenditure limitation of $97.4 million for the Department of Insurance and Finance, whose responsibilities include administering the workers' compensation system, enforcing workplace safety standards, and regulating the insurance, financial institution, and securities industries. The department's funding sources include assessments on insurance premiums, licensing and other fees, fines, employer and employee assessments, and investment income. No general fund is included in this budget. The 17.32% increase in the budget's limited expenditure authority is almost entirely due to the 135 new positions resulting from the 1990 workers' compensation special session. Concern was raised over the changing long-term staffing needs resulting from the special session and the ongoing backlogs in the workers' compensation system, specifically in the medical review and abuse section and the reconsideration unit. As a result, the subcommittee authorized a net increase over what the governor proposed of 8.5 FTE for the workers' compensation board and the workers' compensation division. Generally, these new positions are for only the first year of the biennium. The subcommittee instructed the department to evaluate their long-term staffing needs based on performance measures and to report to the appropriate interim policy committee and the emergency board. Other changes made in the department's budget includes continuing an alternative dispute resolution program in the insurance division as part of an effort to reduce the number of formal hearings. The subcommittee also increased the department's oversight of the insurance and financial industries by adding one examiner in the insurance division for domestic insurance companies and five new examiners in the finance and corporate securities division to respond to the increasing number and assets of state charter financial institutions. A decision package providing limited duration examiner trainee positions was approved to respond to the anticipated retirements of a number of current examiners. Additional funding for the printing and distribution of new and recodified federal workplace safety standards is part of this budget, but at a reduced level than proposed by the governor. The subcommittee also discussed the balance between OSHA's enforcement and consultative activities and instructed the department to report to the next legislature on a long-range plan to provide additional resources for consultative services to employers. With the anticipated move of the Public Utilities Commission, funding to move units of the department, including the Workers' Compensation Board, into the Labor and Industries Building were approved by the subcommittee. Because asbestos removal in this building has made the moving cost estimates difficult to project, the subcommittee requested the executive department to unschedule these moving funds until the actual moving costs are determined by the department. An upgrade of the department's computer system was also approved, but the funding will only be available when an overall review of the department's long-term computer needs is completed. The subcommittee worked long and hard on this budget and would urge your approval.
Thank you, Senator. Is there further discussion on Senate Bill 5508?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hand.
Just one real quick question. Did the committee, I see that you increased the fee on new agents' license from $10 to $89. Did you increase the renewal fee as well?
Let's have Doug answer that.
Doug.
Mr. Chair, the increase is actually on examination fees for the agents. The $10 limit did not cover even a portion of the cost. The $89 figure covers the actual cost of examination, which the department is now contracting with an outside contractor to provide.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, just to clear potential conflict of interest, I'm licensed as an agent under this group, but Mr. Weeks has gracefully renewed my license for another 2 years after canceling it in early January by a clerical error. I hope it's worth the renewal fee that I pay to his agency.
Any further discussion on Senate Bill 5508? Is there any objection to sending Senate Bill 5508 to the floor of the Senate with a due pass recommendation? Hearing none, so ordered. Senate Bill 5512, Landscape Contractors Board, Senator Hannan.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members, Senate Bill 5512 is before us today because of actions on the committee on the Senate side. Your Committee on Public Safety consolidated the Landscape Contractors Board along with the Builders Board. Unfortunately, along the process, the Landscape Contractors Board consolidation bill was sidetracked on the Senate side. And for that reason, we need to come forth now with a budget for the Landscape Contractors Board. And Senate Bill 5512 provides that money for the Landscape Contractors Board to continue. I would point out, because of the action that was taken in the Senate, it's going to cost this particular agency about $150,000 more this biennium in licensure fees to pay for this additional activity that they could have saved the money if the consolidation had gone through like our committee had recommended to you originally. So what you're going to see in this budget is a budget for about $202,000 $1,707, or a 35.9% increase over its 8991 estimated expenditures. And if unfortunate situations still occur and that the boards aren't consolidated, this is going to have to function independently on its own. But hopefully the committee will reevaluate its decision on the Senate side, and we could save this money. And I think it's an opportune time that if we're serious about cost-cutting in government, certainly we should consider a consolidation of boards, and it's unfortunate this action was taken. So anyway, the bill is before you, and we would urge that we pass Senate Bill 5512 out with a due pass recommendation.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Calori.
I'd like to take everything that the senator just said and come to the opposite conclusion. I am outraged about this. This was a case where we did good work early in the session in terms of combining a duplicative function within by the same person within the same building, the same office, combine up two boards, give some good protections for the landscapers within that, and save some $150,000, which is, as he just pointed out, is what this is costing us. And because of what happened in one Senate committee and the actions and the biases of one particular staff member, we end up now paying for $150,000. And everything that the senator just said is all the reasons why this should be rejected.
Thank you, Representative. Is there further discussion on Senate Bill 5512? Representative Jones.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not arguing the case either way. I'm asking, what do you do? The Senate turned down the merger. Now this agency is without a budget, and that's what we were faced with in our committee. And if there's any way to resurrect the wreck that happened over in the Senate side, then we don't need this budget. But otherwise, and I guess that's just a question to you.
I haven't had any discussions with the chair of the Senate committee. I don't even know which committee it went to. I guess assume government operations.
Is there a house?
No. I don't even know. I haven't had any discussions about it. And Geronimo.
That merger bill, SB 2924, went to the Senate Business, Housing, and Finance. That was considered by committee earlier today, but the merger language, from what I understand, was removed from that bill.
I think you're correct. There's really not much choice if you want to maintain the role of the landscape contract. Is there any further discussion on Senate Bill 5512? Is there any objection to sending 50, okay, why don't we call, well, let's see, well, why don't we call the roll? 5512.
Whatever.
Representatives Gilmore?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Bunn?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Calori?
No.
Shipwreck?
Aye.
Minnis?
Aye.
Van Vliet?
Aye.
Senators Roberts?
Aye.
Annan?
Aye.
Trow?
Aye.
Yee?
Aye.
Cairns?
Aye.
Hill?
Aye.
Bradbury?
Aye. Senate Bill 5512 is sent to the floor of the Senate with a due pass recommendation. Senate Bill 5519, Department of Higher Education, Representative Bunn.
Mr. Chair, I would move that this House bill will be referred to the Subcommittee on Education.
Senator Bunn moves that Senate Bill 5519 be referred to the Committee on Education. Is there any objection to that motion?
How about a question?
Representative Gilmore.
Would the chair of the Education Committee explain exactly what the intent of recalling the bill is?
Sure. There's a minor little glitch with a budget note. It was a little too narrow in its scope, having to do with assuring that governmental agencies didn't restrict student access to educational institutions. We just want to make it broader to include all institutions rather than the particular one that had been targeted at that point.
One more.
Representative Gilman.
Does the chair of Education Committee know how close that vote was?
Let me see if I can recall.
Yeah.
Is there any objection to re-referring Senate Bill 5519? Seeing none, so ordered. Senate Bill, or House Bill 5057, Department of Revenue, Representative Shipwreck.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Second time this has been in front of the committee. The budget was recalled back to the committee because we needed to put in the fiscal impact of House Bill 2550, which, as you'll recall, is the bill that, if you will, implements ballot measure 5. The subcommittee approved additional funding of $1,247,231 of general funds and $100,000 of other funds to cover the costs of that House bill. The additional funding will provide for 13 positions to assist counties in implementing ballot measure 5. It is anticipated that the number of property tax appeals will increase significantly as a result of ballot measure 5, and an additional 3 positions are funded to meet the expected increase in workload. Other provisions of the budgets remain exactly the same as previously passed out by this committee. The new budget, therefore, for the Department of Revenue with these additions is $78.4 million in general fund and $10.2 million.
Good bill. Thank you, Representative. Further discussion on House Bill 5057.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hannan.
Just one quick question. On your budget note, Representative, on the HARP program, when is the decision going to be made on maintaining that or eliminating the HARP program?
Was that directed to me, sir?
Yes.
That's not a decision that was within our subcommittee. I think it has to be directed to co-chairs, Senator Hannan. That had nothing to do with our deliberations.
Well, apparently you're unscheduling the money with the budget out here.
Oh, really?
On the second page 2.
Yes. Get a clarification here, yeah. I'll refer that to the chair.
Doug, can I?
Mr. Chairman, the actual money for the HARP program is in.